30 minutes. So there was nothing else upstairs besides... Well, and do you know of houses that have something like that?
Yes, some of them have... well, they board off the sides of where the roof comes up in a slant and build storage spaces. Okay. But we didn't. Well, we did do that to a degree, and we stored some stuff up there, but it was too hard to get to.
Was it called an attic?
Yes.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce that for me?
Attic.
Okay. Did was there anything on the side of the of you mentioned the roof? Was there anything on the side of the roof to catch water so that it wouldn't run straight off?
No.
Okay. What would people have called that, those sorts of things, if there had have been?
A drain, I think.
Okay.
I think that's what they would call it, isn't it, Victor?
Ever hear it called a gutter?
Yes, a gutter.
Or how about an eaves trough or something like that?
Well, it's been called that, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that how they would pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Eave trough.
Okay. What was the side of the house made out of?
Well, it was just plain lumber, and we covered it with an asbestos shingles.
Okay. And I'm wondering how many entrances into the house there were.
We had two.
Okay. What were they called?
Front door and the back door.
Okay. And if one of them was open and you wanted Victor to close it, what would you tell him to do?
I'd just say, please close the door.
Okay. And were there other places in the house besides the doors where you could look out maybe and see outside?
Oh, we had windows.
Okay.
We had some nice big windows.
Okay. What were they made out of? What were the windows made out of?
Well, they were glass.
Okay.
Just...
Okay. In the winter, did you put anything over the...
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
Tell me about
it. We put plastic, a heavy grade of plastic. And we put it on pretty solid, so it stayed. Mm-hmm. Well, then sometimes it'd get pretty windy. Then we decided we'd put it on the inside of the house, which was much better. Okay. And we just covered the inside with a plastic sheeting. Yeah.
Do people still do that, or do they do something different now?
No, I think most of them still do that.
Okay.
Out in the country, I think they do. Yeah. And I noticed here in town... I noticed that trailer right across the way has plastic on her windows.
Yeah.
I don't know how she ever got up there to do it, but somebody did it.
Yeah.
We never did put them on ours because our trailer is well built and it's tight.
So it doesn't get too cold.
No.
Okay. Do you remember if your parents had or perhaps y'all had something that you could look into in the morning kind of to comb your hair or to shave your...
A looking glass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what they would have called it?
Mm-hmm. That's what they called it, a mirror or a looking glass.
Okay. And what would they have? And what would they have swept the floors with?
Well, we always used a broom.
Okay.
I know that there were people who made brooms, but I don't know what they called them.
Okay.
They had funny looking handles on them, and I don't know what some kind of straw. But my folks never did. We always had a broom.
Okay. Did you ever have things in the windows that you would pull down to keep
like
the
window shades?
Yes.
Like we have here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all had those there as well?
Yes, we did.
Tell me about some of the things that you would sit in the house that would kind of... you know, if you're in the living room, if you're in the front room area, what kinds of things would you have to sit on?
Well, in my home, we had a leather couch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful leather couch, and it had the head like this and sloped down. Mm. It was not particularly a comfortable couch to lay on.
Mm.
But I remember laying